wordcc.com. Get ready for an explosion of the Word of God. I look forward to
KAYT Lake Charles 100.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
God bless you. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 simply says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His holy word. All this day we've been dealing with the success of faith. And there are three portions that I'd like to just share with you, this being the final of those three. And I'm talking about the spirit of faith. In our success of faith series today, first we dealt with the source of faith. Romans 12:3 reveals to us that God has given to every man the measure of faith, which means from the beginning of your existence until you are through here and even into eternity, God has measured you out, not a measure, but the measure of faith that will qualify you to do everything in the faith realm, the spirit realm, that God desires and has designed you to do. Everything in the faith element has already been deposited in you. How to unlock it, how to unfold it, how to reveal it is a continual process of growth and development and maturity. But you have to have the source of faith. You have to recognize you have been given the measure of faith. Knowing this, then you know that there is nothing that you cannot do in the Word, in the will, and in the way of God. If the Word declares that without faith it is impossible to please Him, understanding Mark 11 helps us to understand in verse 22 that we have faith, we just don't always put it in the right place. Because Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God. You can't put it in God if you don't already have it. So the point is, every man, saved and unsaved, has been given the measure of faith. The question is, where do you place your faith? So then we talked about not only the source of faith, but the speech of faith. Faith talkers talk differently from worldly talkers. And faith talkers base their speech on what God has already ordained. You see, if you really want to know how to get a prayer through, if you really want to know how to get a blessing through, if you really want to know the kind of talk that pleases God, the kind that He hears, the prayers that He answers, they're already recorded in His Word. And so a faith talker is one who merely mixes his or her faith with what God has already said. He said it, I believe it, that settles it. And he is under warrant to back up his word. Now listen to this. If he backs up his word and I have aligned and attached my faith to his word, when he brings his word to pass, guess what happens to me? That I have believed him for comes to pass right along with his word. And so it's a matter of mixing my faith with what he says and then say it. One of the, again, revelations of that word is found in Ezekiel 37, 1 through about the 10th verse. But as you read it, when you get to the 7th verse, you're going to see Ezekiel saying, "So I did what I said, what he told me to say." And as I said or spoke what he told me to say, things started happening just like he said. See, that's what a faith talker does. He gets revelation of what God has said. He receives the word of God, and then he or she begins to speak, not what we think, not what we feel, but what God says. And that qualifies us to have the faith speech that pleases God and benefits us. Now we move from a speech of faith to a spirit of faith, because speech is one thing, but spirit is another. The speech of faith is, a smaller realm of reality. In other words, see, I can believe God for one thing and begin to hear his word made clear on that and grasp that in my spirit and believe him and get from him what I'm believing him for, because I begin to speak what I've believed and therefore have I spoken. So I get that. But what God wants me to know is the spirit of faith is so much larger than an incident of faith. See, he don't want me to just talk faith when I need something. He wants me to talk faith every day in every arena of my life, in my fellowships, in my relationships, in my workplace, in my finances, in my body. In every area of my life, he wants me to say what he has said, thus giving me a spirit of faith. The same faith that God had in his word when he spoke it and it has come to pass, and then he's declared that heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle of his word shall ever pass away. He has believed in his word so much so that he will not let it pass away or become unfruitful. As a matter of fact, when he released it, it has already been assigned, and it is not going to return back to him void until it has accomplished the thing it set out to do. In other words, when God speaks, the Holy Ghost takes God's word. And he said, I receive your order, sir. And he goes out and he performs that word. The Bible says, the spirit of the Lord, the zeal of the Lord shall perform it. And when the Holy Ghost returns and report, he said, word accomplished, sir. And listen, in between God commanding and him accomplishing, when I mix my faith and grab hold to that, when he says it's accomplished, I have my part in what God himself is doing. Now let's go back to the word, now that we are here at the place, the spirit of faith, because there are some scriptures that I want you to see concerning that. One of the first scriptures that I want you to look at again, as we see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. He says, we have in the same, somebody say the same.
The same.
Spirit of what?
Faith.
Spirit of faith. Spirit of faith means a lifestyle of faith, not an incident of faith, but I live by faith. I breathe by faith. I think by faith. I speak by, I receive by, it's all about faith. It's a spirit of faith. I receive the essence of faith in me, and therefore, even when I want to doubt, I have to go back based upon what God has said and then speak that word so much so that everything I speak begins to line up in my mind, in my body, in my mouth. And as I begin to release that, God brings it all to pass. That's how God operates. Listen again, if you went to Mark chapter 11 and verse 23, the word is clear about whatever you release from your mouth according to faith in God. Having faith in God causes you to have the creative power to speak the speech of God. Yeah. Genesis chapter 1 reveals how God spoke faith filled words that materialize, and we having that same spirit of faith, we who are born in his image and in his likeness, created in his image rather and in his likeness, when we are born of the spirit of God, his spirit that was there present then and is present now is the same spirit that honors the word of the Father now as he honored the word of God when he in the beginning did everything that he said to do then. This is the truth. And so knowing this, you have creative power in your speech. Positive
or negative, life and death, all of those that good and evil are all in the power of your tongue, your speech. I shared with the church earlier that there was a doctor who, as a matter of fact, a neurosurgeon out of Shreveport that some time ago in the Shreveport Times had written an article. And this neurosurgeon said, we don't realize that he was talking about speaking the power of truth or speaking to yourself. And it had to do with those persons who had MS, even multiple sclerosis, even devastating diseases like that to the body, how speaking to the body caused the body to respond to you. The body, depending on your state, mental state, releases certain chemicals in your body. He was saying that he took a group of folk who had issues with diabetes, or sugar as we call it. And he told those people who had sugar to speak to the pancreas and tell the pancreas to secrete the right amount of insulin into their bodies to regulate their sugar. And the study proved that those persons who simply spoke to themselves powerfully, authoritatively, and believed that the power of speaking positively would have an effect on them, found out that they had an amazing reduction in the high sugar and how it brought itself in alignment. Persons who had hypertension, high blood, low blood, just bad blood, told them to say, my blood is 120 over 80. Told them to regulate that, begin to speak that to their bodies. Now, here's what we don't understand. While it doesn't make sense to us, before there was ever a doctor, before there was ever a hospital, before there was ever medicine, that was God who said, I am the Lord which healeth you. And God used those things that he had already placed in the earth and in our bodies and the power of the word, believing that God had said it. Now, that is not to discount the marvelous benefit of doctors and hospitals and medicine and all of that, because God will meet you where your faith level is. And I thank God for them, because sometimes you're not willing to believe God for that area of your faith. You just want to trust somebody else to that area. But I got news for you. The word of God is real. And when we understand and believe that and begin to speak that, Jesus talks about speaking to a mountain. A mountain don't have ears. He says, speak to the sycamore tree and it's going to be uprooted and removed. Trees don't have ears. In the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, when he talked to those dead dry bones don't have ears. When I speak to some of you, I wonder if you do have ears. But whether you sit there and go to sleep and nod and look silly, it's all right, because the word is not going to return void. It has the power to go beyond you and create the change in spite of you. So that's why you got to be careful when you speak to your children, parents, what you speak into their lives. Okay, this semester didn't bring home no good grades. Don't call them dumb and stupid. What's wrong with you, crazy? You're just like your daddy. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. Or like one deacon say, I ain't gonna call his name. You're like your mama, people. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Tell your mate they aren't what they ought to be. Don't talk down to them, because here's what you need to know. There is a statement of fact, a statement of faith, a statement of fear, and a statement of foolishness. And you've got to learn how to speak correctly. See, a statement of fact is, if you are foolish, you're just foolish, but you ain't got to call them a fool. That's a statement of fact. That boy just foolish. All right, another statement of fact is, you have a cold. So you have a cold. All right, the truth of the matter is that though that's a statement of fact, not telling you to deny the fact that you have a cold, that's stupid. That's silly. That's foolish. You that coughing, can't hardly talk right. I don't want to be around you talking to you. You got a cold. Yeah, you got a cold. But here's what you need to decide, whether or not you're going to focus on your healing or you're going to focus on the cold. Now, when you begin to realize that the word has declared that you have been redeemed from the curse of the law, sickness was a part of that redemption. So since sickness invades without permission your body, you need to tell sickness that it doesn't have permission to remain where it has taken up residence. And so you begin to speak not in your sickness, but you begin to speak sickness out of your body. Sickness, you got to go. You don't have permission to stay here. You don't have permission to live within me. And when you begin to speak those words, the word recalls in 1 Peter, by his stripes ye were healed. So the reality is that healing is yours, but do you know how to walk in it, operate it? I want you to see this because it's important when you live in the spirit of faith. I mean, you then begin to put faith and apply faith in every area of your life. Because God's got a word about everything that concerns your life, that's connected to your life. And so when we see this and hear this and understand this, look again, we have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written. Now they go back and they quote David in Psalms number 116. They go and they quote David, verse 10. And look at what the B portion of that, of A portion, David is saying as they quote this word. He says, I believed, past tense. I heard what God had to say. I believed what God had to say. He said, and I believed. But then he don't stop there. He joins that belief by way of conjunction in the word and to something else. He says, therefore, moving on beyond believing, he says, have I spoken? Now, this is important to get the principle, understand it. If you truly believe what the Word of God says about you, your situation, your circumstances, things that you desire, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, if you truly believe it, the question is, why aren't you speaking it? See, because if you really believe it, you can't help but talk about it. Has anybody ever come to you and told you something and then it was so horrific or just ridiculous? You say, do you believe that? No, I don't believe it. You don't believe it? Well, why are you talking it if you don't believe it? And I just show you the foolishness of folk. They will speak foolish statements rather than faith-filled statements. You've got to guard your mouth. Watch what you let escape out of your mouth, because when they leave your mouth, the spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, or the spirit of the Antichrist, Satan's spirit himself, will catch a hold to your words. Positive, the Holy Ghost. Negative, the spirit of Satan. And they will bring to pass. That was another article in the paper. This is true. I'm not making this up. A doctor had a patient who had come to him, and she had been running a fever for several months, and they ran her through all kind of tests, couldn't find anything wrong with her. He then sat down and interviewed the woman and asked her about, you know, things that go on in her life and so forth and so on. And he noticed in the course of conversation, the woman started saying, that just burns me up. And so the physician kept listening and kept listening and kept listening. And he said, you know, I've noticed every time you get upset about something, you say that just burns me up. And she said, yeah. And he said that he told her, again, speaking to the body, speaking positively to the word, to the body. Now, this is not, again, not connected necessarily with the word of faith, but operating in faith, whether they knew it or not, speaking positive, because the words you speak and what you don't realize, whether you're saved or unsaved, the principle still applies. They called it in the world positive thinkers. That's just because they don't know what they're doing is talking faith. Because remember, your faith, you've got it. It just depends on where you place it. So they don't really know they're talking faith. They call it positive thinking and positive speaking. So, well, anyway, she comes back. She 2 weeks later, he examines her. Her fever is gone. It's because for 2 weeks, whenever she got mad, she stopped saying, that burns me up. Some of y'all were a little slow on that one, so I'll help you understand. It's the same way when you say, you know, every time I eat that, that makes me sick. Now, you might have just had some bad chemistry going on that day and something didn't agree with something else. But every time when you begin to put that in your mind, that's the kind of response you get. And your body, hearing you say that, responds to you. My back is killing me. Okay, well, that's why you get those killer pains. You start getting a little headache instead of you start speaking the truth about where you want your head to be and not to hurt. You start saying, I'm catching a migraine. Why are you catching it? Let it pass you. I mean, I'm trying to help you understand why it seems comical. There is a biblical connection with the reality of what we let escape from our mouths. And people, it's not just about feelings and emotions. It's about what God has said. And when you begin to attach your faith to what God has said, you begin to speak those things as you believe them. I believed, David said, therefore have I spoken. Paul catches this revelation and he said, well, David believed and he spoke. He said, I believe, therefore I'm going to speak. That's the spirit of faith. I'm going to believe what God says, and as I believe what God says, I am going to begin to speak what God says because I want it to line up with truth. Listen at this. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Psalm 116 and just see that, and then we'll turn to Psalm 118. Because I want you to see, as he references David here and then moves on and makes a declaration of his own, David says in Psalm 116 and 10, I believe, therefore have I spoken, I was greatly afflicted. Now, anybody ever been through something?
Yes, sir.
And the Lord has delivered you out of it? Listen, it's because you believed in him, called on him, and he delivered you. Listen again. Now he says in Psalms number 118, verse 17, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Now listen at him. He was greatly afflicted. Not only through circumstances and situations and family troubles and enemies without and enemies within, but he was afflicted even in his flesh. But he had believed the report of the Lord, the word of the Lord, and believed God was his healer. He believed that God sent his word to heal him and to deliver him from all of his destructions. He believed the word of God and declared he was not going to die, but live, not exist, not be a vegetable, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Listen, can I tell you, there is no better witness to the healing power of the Lord than somebody who was given up on. They didn't think you would make it, didn't think you would be here, but the power of God is able to deliver. And when somebody brings up the issue of healing, you say, you want a witness? Here am I. Listen, I want you to see something else. Let me further move on with the spirit of faith. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4. Turn to Habakkuk. And I want you to see, again, the B portion of Habakkuk. Look at what Habakkuk says, because he's made clear something that's important for us to see. Now, when you see this, just the last portion, the B portion of this verse says, but the just shall live by his faith. But the just shall live, spirit of faith now, live faith as a lifestyle, not an event, not an incident. But a life, but the just are the justified. And everyone who's born again of the Lord Jesus Christ is justified. So it's just as if you didn't do anything at all. Puts you in a point of being worthy to be a part of the faith family. Just shall live by his faith. Some of y'all still trying to find Habakkuk, huh? Couldn't even get my points. I want you to come to Bible study. I want. Amen, amen. Amen. I mean, I'm wondering why the amens were slim. It's because I saw my heads down and pages still turning. All right, let's go back there again. Since you're there now, I'll start at the beginning of that verse. Talking about the pride of the Chaldeans, it was saying, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The believer shall live by his or her faith. Now, it's important to recognize that you can't live by my faith. It's important to know you can't live by Big Mama's faith. My dear, and whomever else you call mama or grandmama. You have got to live by the faith that is in and measured out to you. Romans 12:3 has already given credence to the fact that you've got the faith. The measured out amount of faith to do everything that God has spoken about in his word. And everything that God has spoken about in his word, he has given you faith to believe it.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Are you ready to make a difference in a child's life? CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, is looking for compassionate individuals just like you to stand up for children in foster care. Every day, children in our community are facing unimaginable challenges. They need someone who will listen, advocate for them, and ensure their voices are heard. As a CASA volunteer, you become that voice, helping to guide these children through the legal system and making a lasting impact. It's simple, it's rewarding, and it doesn't take a lot of time. Just a few hours a month can change a child's life forever. Right now, we need you. You can join CASA and be the hero a child deserves. You'll be able to visit CASAWestSinlon.org or call 337-239-1970 or 337-462-4667 to learn more and be able to sign up today. It's time to be the change. Be the voice. Be a CASA volunteer.
Proud sponsors of KAYT KQJO FM.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.